The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, that iconic music needs no introduction. Amazon have creative control over James Bond. That has been well documented over the last few days. We've talked about it on this show. But how will they go about picking the next Bond? How does one pick a James Bond? Somebody who knows is Debbie McWilliams, a casting director involved in the last 13 Bond movies, who I am delighted to say is on the line. Debbie, it is a great, great pleasure to speak to you. Let's dive right in with that very question. How does one go about, where does one start when picking a new James Bond?
Well, I'm glad I don't have to do it this time. Well, it's a very controversial decision for one thing, so you have to be pretty sure that you've got it right. Each time it's happened, it's been a completely different set of circumstances. So it's impossible really to say that there's a formula. But obviously the role needs to be played by somebody British. We've had a Scotsman, an Irishman and a Welshman so far. Oh, well, and an Englishman as well. So we've covered all corners. But I think intrinsically he has to be British and he has to be probably no older than 40 and be very physically fit, or at least be prepared to train to be very fit and to give his life over to a role that is extremely demanding for probably the next 10 years. So that kind of cuts the field down a bit, although so many people have been mentioned in connection with it. But, you know, that's never been the way that when I was working on the films that we went about it, you know, we didn't ever really go for what the public wanted. And in fact, you know, the last choice of Daniel Craig was quite against public opinion. And yet, you know, he's proved to be one of the best ones and one of the favourites. So I think it's, you know, it's a very intense job and it needs a lot of thought is all I can say.
So there are kind of enduring qualifications one needs that would have applied across the spectrum of Bonds. Are there different considerations, though, at different times? I mean, were there things you would have been looking for when Daniel Craig was cast that were different from the things you were looking for when Pierce Brosnan was cast?
Well, they wanted to make it seem a lot more, what should we say, kind of reflecting of the time in which we live. And so it was much more, edgy, I guess. And that sort of conflicting thing of is Bond a hero or is he not? And, you know, I think Daniel captured that very well. You know, it's one of the last remaining films, I suppose, where it's a sort of a superhero, but he's not wearing a cape or any other accoutrement. You know, it's
literally nothing at all, actually.
Well, I think Bond keeps his pants on most of the time. But, you know, there is a lot to be taken into consideration. And it's, you know, always been a very serious thing that has had to happen, and generally quite a long time ever before the film begins. And so it gives people time to, you know, get themselves in shape and get their heads around the whole thing.
It's funny that there's always a degree of speculation as to who the next James Bond will be. You know, it's reached fever pitch now because, you know, that the franchise is in the news and creative control with Amazon and all of that. But, you know, even after Daniel Craig's first movie, there would have been talk about who might be next. And Idris Elba was talked about at the time, who's probably aged out of it. Are there any actors who stand out for you?
If I could just interrupt you a second there. Not by anyone who worked on the Bond films, only by the press.
No, that's true. That's true. And people who work on it have always been very good, yourself included, at staying stum and revealing nothing. But are there any actors who did miss out on the opportunity for whatever reason, who you think would have made a great James Bond?
Well, not certainly not in the last, not in that the transition from Pierce to Daniel. No,
he was the only band.
We met a lot of people, but as far as Barbara Broccoli was concerned, he was the only one that she wanted. And it did take quite a lot of convincing for the studio and even the director. But, you know, she's a very forceful, strong woman, and she got her way in the end. But it was, you know, even taking into account the press junket that happened to announce him, he was made fun of even then, and nobody had any faith in him. Well, certainly the press didn't have any faith in him whatsoever. You know, he was blonde. There were reports that he couldn't drive and kind of all sorts of weird things. But, you know, I think he really took all that on board and was determined to prove everybody wrong. And, you know, and then once Casino Royale came out, everybody went, oh, hang on a minute. Mm. He's quite good, I think. And, you know, he went on getting better, I think.
How much has the character changed over the years?
Well, the way in which it has been played has changed, I suppose. I mean, yeah. Sean Connery and Daniel Craig are truest to the books, I think. You know, it went into a slightly more light-hearted phase with Roger Moore, and then it went back to being a bit more serious with Timothy Dalton, and then, you know, it sort of changed again with Pierce. It's hard to put a word into what it is, but, you know, each man has kind of reflected the time in which he's worked on the films, I think. Well, and
what's been the key to its enduring appeal?
I wish I knew. I think it's because it's a huge adventure. It's great escapism. The films themselves have, over the year, well, not over the years, you know, from the word go, have been event films. You know, the premieres are quite spectacular, and it's not many films that you attract the entire royal family to, for instance. And so I think people pick up on that. And it's something, again, that is, it's very British, I suppose. And people enjoy that too.
Are you excited or nervous about what comes next for Bond?
Very mixed. I just hope that they don't mess it up is all I can say. It's a very precious thing. And, you know, whilst I'm sure it was a very difficult decision to make to hand it over, in a way they were kind of boxed into a corner because Amazon had bought MGM. And so they then owned the rights to the distribution. And then they've sort of force the issue to take over creative control. But I think, you know, there has been such a strong reaction since it was announced that I think they're going to have to be very, very careful indeed.
Listen, Debbie, it's been a real, real pleasure to speak to you. Debbie McWilliams, the casting director involved, 13 of the last Bond movies. Just hurry up and pick Henry Cavill, says one listener. It's hardly that hard a job. 10 years and 3 Bond movies. Try being a baker. Daniel Craig was too perfect to be Bond, says somebody else. Clive Owen should have been Bond. He would have been better than Daniel Craig, says another listener. And quite a few pointing out that people in Navan will be surprised to find out that they're still in the British Empire. Anyway, we let Debbie away with that one because she was so nice and accommodating.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.